Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. In the previous shiur, we learned the sheet of the Rambam and the sheet of the Gaonim. The Gaonim hold that even according to Rabbi Eliezer, that Eidei Mesira Karsi, if you have Chesimus Eidim on the get, it's Ma'akev Medoi Raisa, that they have to be Chosem Lishma. That's what the Gemara calls Mezuyif Mitocho. We asked the Rashba on that Shita, and how could it be that when there are no chesimas, then the bakasav is going on the mesira, on the ksiva? When there are chesimas, the bakasav is going on the chesima as well. It's a fluid bakasav. It means what it means. It can't mean different things in different contexts. The sheet of the Rambam is that when there are edei mesira, there's no psul in chesima shelo lishma midoraisa, only midorabanan. But when there are no edei mesira and all you have are edei ksiva, then there is even a psul midaraisa, and according to that we have the same question. How can you have that v'kasav sometimes means this, sometimes means that? If there are edei mesira, then v'kasav means ksiva. If there are no edei mesira, then v'kasav means the chesim as well. How can that be? According to the Rambam, when it says in the Gemara that when you have edei mesira, the edei chesima have to be kosher, otherwise it's mezuyif mitoch. Right? It's kim mezuyif mitoch. It's only psul midrabbanan. When you have edim mesira, when you don't have edim mesira, they need the edim chesima. Even midoraisa. Then we saw the sheet of the gra that the chesimas are always midrabbanan. Now we're going to be yashiv the sheet of the gonim and the rambam. First, we have to be makdim that there's a machlokus team Reb Meir, Reb Eliezer, if a vikasav is referring to the ksiva or to the chesima. Rabbi Meir holds the kosav is referring to the chesima. Rabbi Eliezer holds the kosav is referring to the ksiva. And we have to understand this din, according to Rabbi Meir, that only the chesima has to be lishma and not the ksiva. L'chayra, mechitesi that the kosav is not referring to the ksiva, or al kopanim also to the ksiva. Ubepshuto, what does the kosav mean? V'kasav means balabatish, it means ksiva, not chesima. So where does Rabbi Meir come and say that v'kasav is referring to the chesima alone? It would appear as follows. The din of v'kasav lo lishma is not just a stam din v'ksivas haget that it should be lishma. Rather, the din is v'kosav la sefer krisis. In other words, the asiyas hashtar as a cheftza of sefer krisis must be done lishma. Must be done lishma. When you want to make a shtar into a cheftza of sefer krisis, what creates the sefer krisis is the lishma. And that's not a din that it should be lishma, but rather it's a din in the creation of the Sefer HaKrisis that it should be lishma. And we can prove this from the Rishon at the beginning of Perek HaSholeach, who write that if the Baal is mevatel the get, it's no longer, he sends a get, then it's mevatel the get. It's no longer lishma. And you can't be megarish with this get, look in Tosas, Lamed Beis, the Ramaschul Hassan. And if we say that the ksiva lishma is stam adin b'ksivas haget, how is it shaykh then to talk about bittel? Ma shaykh bittel al zeh? Is there bittel to a metzius of ksivas amad azach? You're mevatel the lishma, you're mevatel the ksiva is already done. So if it was stam adin b'ksivas haget, it would make no sense. It's mashma from this that the din lishma is be'emes be'asiyas chalos hashtar geirishin. Then when it's written lishma, there's a shame sefer krisis. And the bittel of the husband is mevatel and mafkia from it the shame of Sefer Krisus. If it was stam a diamond and dinning siva, then being mevatel dinning siva, it's written, it's written. But if it's more of an abstract lamish idea that the lishma gives it a shame Sefer Krisus, so a person can be mevatel that. Now he doesn't want it to be kares anymore. So it's not kares anymore. And no longer has a shame Sefer Krisus. Shadin lishma u be'emes ba'asiyas chalos hashtar geirishin. Lishma turns it into a shtar geirishin. That's what gives it its shame shtar, the lishma. That when it's written lishma, it has a shame Sefer Krisus. And now that he doesn't want it to be lishma anymore, it loses its shame Sefer Krisus. Reb Meir later on, Lamed Vav Amid Aleph, says that the Edim have to sign on the shtar midoraisa, and he learned it from the pasuk v'kasov v'sefer v'chasom. You have to write it and sign it, like it says in the Navi. So there has to be a chsima. And the chiddush is that the Edim b'chasimasam make the shtar. What creates the shtar is the chsimas Edim. According to this, it emerges that according to Rabbi Meir, the din lishma that was said about asiyas shtar haget, that it should be lishma, is a din in the chasimas haget. That according to Rabbi Meir, chasimas haget is the making of the get. We would not have a movie, chas v'shalom. Well, wouldn't it be chas v'shalom, because it would be a kosher movie. It would be the making of the get. And according to Rabbi Meir, what would you have in the picture that shows the what the movie is going to be about? You'd have a guy signing a get. That's the making of the get. The making of the get. Sounds exciting. I wonder what the plot's going to be. And therefore, according to Rabbi Meir, the kasav lo lishma is not referring to ksivas haget. Rather, the ikar asiyas haget, which is the chsima. We asked before, in the previous segment, we said, but how does Rabbi Meir, not in the previous segment, this segment, we said, how does Rabbi Meir learn that v'chasam is referring to the ksiva, to the v'chasav is referring to the chasima, v'chasav is pashas ksiva. So how can he say that v'chasam, v'chasav is the chasima? V'chasav is the ksiva, not the chasima. How can he say that v'chasav is the chasima? The answer is, we're talking about making the Sefer Krisus. And according to Rabbi Meir, what makes the Sefer Krisus is the chasima. And we don't care. We don't care about the ksiva. Even if you find it in the garbage, you don't know who it's written for. You could still sign it. What makes the get is the chasima. There's a ritva we might get to who says more than that, that the chasima sashtar and a get is like the Edim and their chasima are chazering on the whole shtar. And when they sign lishma, it's considered that they sign lishma on everything that's written in the get. So the whole get is the chasima. That's what makes the get according to Rabbi Meir. And according to Rabbi Eliezer, what makes the Sefer Krisus? The ksiva lishma. Part of the Sefer Krisus is that the ksiva has to be lishma. Now the machlokes between Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Eliezer of Edech Sima Karsi, Rabbi Meir, or Edech Sira Karsi. Rabbi Eliezer, whether it's the signers who cut it off or the givers, is a din in shtar, not only in get, like we see in the Gemara, Lamed Vav Amud Aleph, Rabbi Meir holds that Edech Sima Karsi, because of a Sefer V'chasom. Rabbi Eliezer holds that Edech Sira Karsi. And it's considered a milve b'shtar, even when they're only Edei Masir, not Edei Chasima. And the pasuk that says that they should sign the get is just an Eitzah Tova Kamashmalan. So that the Eidei Chasima will be Mekayim the get, even if the Eidei Masir are not before us. So this is a general din in shtar, it's not only in get. Later Gemara, later on, Peifav Amid Beis, Ashak of Atariya, is that Lach like Rebbe Eliezer in Gittin, or also in other shtaris as well. However, from this machlokas comes this specific machlokas like Abay Din Lishma beget. So there's no Din Lishma b'shtaris. It's a Din generally in get. Rebbe Eliezer holds Eidei Mesira, and Rebbe Meir holds Eidei Chasima. But from this machlokas flows the specific machlokas like Abay Din Lishma beget. Rebbe Meir holds Eidei Mischasima Karsi, learns V'kosav. Is talking about the chasima, because according to Rabbi Meir, he understands that what makes the get is the chasimas. But Rabbi Eliezer, who holds that Eidei Mesira Karsi, learns that v'kasav is referring to the ksiva. What, according to him, makes the sefer krisus the ksiva? Ube pashtus, it would appear that Rabbi Eliezer is arguing on the ikar hagdaras hadin lishman. He holds that be'emes. The MS, this Lishma, is a stam din in ksiva. It has to be written Lishma. It's not necessarily connected to a Asiyas Hashtar. That according, it would seem, possibly, not like we said before, that you don't need, that it's not connected to a Asiyas Hashtar. It's just a din in the ksiva. There's a specific din in ksiva that ksiva has to be lishma. So according to the Shitas Rebbe Eliezer, that you don't need Eidei Chasima beget at all, the Eidei Chasima don't make the get into a get, that we'd be able to say that the din lishma is a din basiyas a get, like according to Rebbe Meir. According to Rebbe Meir, what creates the get? The Eidei Chasima. But according to Rebbe Eliezer, you don't need Eidei Chasima. And therefore, Rebbe Eliezer had this. Rebbe Meir said that Vakasav is referring to the Eidei Chasima, because he understood that the whole get is made by the Chasimas. Therefore, he had to somehow twist a little bit the Ksiva to turn it to Chasima. That's what it means in the pasuk, because he holds that's what it means. Chasham, not a bad way twist, because he holds that the Ikar Asiyas Hashtar is the Chasima, whereas Rebbe Eliezer goes Bepashtus. Vakasav means Vakasav. Vakasav means Vakasav. It's a din, and the Vakasav has to be Lishma. Beautiful. But it's not necessarily in the din of a Siyas Hashtar. Siyas Haget. Because the Pasuk says Vakasav. And if the din Lishma is not referring to the Ksiva, what's it referring to? There's no Chasima. So the din Lishma has to be referring to the Ksiva. But it's not that the Lishma necessarily makes, it's not that the ksiva lishma necessarily makes the get. It's just a din in ksiva that the ksiva has to be lishma, but that's not the ikar asiyas haget. However, it would appear that be'emes, even according to Rabbi Eliezer, the din of ksiva lishma is also a din in asiyas shtar gerushin. Rabbi Yirmiya holds later on in Hamagarish 86b that according to Rabbi Eliezer, the Mesira also has to be Lishma. Not only does the Ksiva have to be Lishma, the Mesira also has to be Lishma. There we're talking about, look in the Gemara there, Shnei Gitin, two Gets, Shenis Arvu, they got mixed up for two different couples. According to Rabbi Eliezer, you can't give both of them to both women and then say, whichever one's the right one, whichever one's written for you is for you. Because according to Rabbi Eliezer, you need that the Eidei Mesira should know which get he's divorcing her with. And Rashi explains, Dibor Maschil Ha, that if the Eidei Mesira don't know, Einzu Nesina Mivo Reres. If the Eidim don't know, that's not a clear Nesina. If the Eidim don't know, that's not a clear Nesina. For Rebbe Eliezer, Kevin the Chasim Lishma Lo Bai, since Rebbe Eliezer doesn't require Chasim Lishma, Korach Lishma, the Chasiv Bekra, Bukasav Vinna Sankoi. Therefore, the Lishma that's written in the Pasuk is referring to the Ksiva and the Nesina. Rabbi Eliezer, who says that Chasima Lishma is not required, when it says Lishma, it's referring to the Ksiva and to the Nesina. In other words, according to Rabbi Yirmiyah, the Din Lishma, according to Rabbi Eliezer, is referring to both the Ksiva and the Nesina. And the explanation is, based on what we said, that the Din Lishma is said about a Siyas HaGet. The Meila, according to Rabbi Meir, that the Get was made B'Shas Chasima, the V'Kasav is referring to the V'Chasam. And therefore, we don't darshan it also on the Nesina, on the V'Nasam. But according to Rabbi Eliezer, since there are no Eidei Chasim and the Eidei Mesira cut it off, so the Din Lishma that was said about the Asiyas Hashtar is referring to the Nesina, to the Mesira as well. Because the Eidim make the Kritzus HaGet when they see the Mesira. They have to know that this Get, this specific Get, has to be mavur to them, has to be clear to them, this specific Get is divorcing this woman. And then they make the Get, turn the Get into a Lishma. And therefore the Mesira also has to be Lishma. So what creates the Get, according to Rabbi Eliezer? The Ksiva Lishma and the Mesira Lishma. That when the Edim watch, when the Ksiva is done Lishma, and then the Edim watch it being given over, that's what makes the Get into a kosher Get. So says the Ramban in Sefer Eschus, Mem Chesam and Aleph, Barif. Ayin Sham. So according to this, we understand that the Din, not only is the Din Mesira Lishma Midin Asiyas HaGet, but the Ksiva also. According to Rabbi Eliezer, that there's no Chasimus Eitim Beget, the Maisa Asiyas HaShtar is the Ksiva. The whole Chefts of the Shtar is made through the Ksivas HaGet and the Eidei Mesira. So the Maisa Ksiva of the Shtar is not just a Hachana to do the Gerishin through Eidim, rather, it's part of the Maisa Gerishin, like we see in the Gemara Beis Amud Aleph. The Gemara says, on the Eidus, that the Get was written Lishma, let's require two people, because it's considered a Davar She'Be'erva, and the Torah is getting ready to ask, the Dafka Davar She'Be'erva Gufei, only if it's specifically a Davar She'Be'erva, inherently, it requires two. Well, it's just no Gael a Davar She'Be'erva, doesn't require two. So why does the Ksiva require two? So it's Muchach from this, that Ksivas HaGet is part of the Asiyas Maisa Gerishin, and therefore it's considered Mamash Adavar She'Be'erva. You can also look in the Granat in Sof Simon Samach Beis. And therefore, according to Rabbi Eliezer, the Ksiva has to be Lishma, because that's what turns the Get into a Get. That's what turns the Sefer Krisis into a Sefer Krisis. It's not Stam Adin in Lishma. That's what creates the Sefer Krisis. The Ksiva Lishma. And it's Mefurish like this in Tosas, Da'alad Amadav, Dibra Maschel, Dekaimalan. There they prove that according to Rabbi Eliezer, it's not enough to have Eidei Chasima without Eidei Mesira. But the Gemara there that says that according to Rabbi Eliezer, we require that the Eidei Mesira should know which Get he's divorcing her with. But one second. Why don't we say, forget the Eidei Mesira, Be'Eidei Chasima Sagi. Be'Eidei Chasima Sagi. So it must be that Li'olam, Rabbi Eliezer requires Eidei Mesira as well. So you're according to Tosa, you're always going to need Eidei Mesira, even if you have Eidei Chasima. The Achronim, the Imrei Moshe, Simen Tes Zayin Os Yud, the Birkas Shmuel, Simen Yadalat Os Beis, ask in the name of Reb Chaim, that Tosas themselves write, in the name of Rabbeinu Tam, that also according to Rabbi Meir, You need Eidei Mesira B'Shas Nesina, because if Ein Dar V'Sheve Erba, Pachas Mishnayim. And what the Eidei Chasima do is they make the Shtar of the Get, but out's the Din of Dar V'Sheve Erba Pachas Mishnayim. You also need two B'Shas HaMesira. And according to this, how does Rabbi Meir say that if you have two Gittin that got mixed up, you can give each one to each woman, and therefore you're sure she got one of them is going to be for her, and she's divorced. According to Rav Meir, you can't say Dal Eidei Mesira Mehacha. You can't say forget the Eidei Mesira, because according to Rabbi Meir, the Eidei Mesira are Ma'akeb, like Tosfos says. So how can you give both gittin to both women? It's not mavur here. With which get you're divorcing her? So let's say that since the Eidei Mesira don't know which get was written for which woman, which get was signed for which woman, she's not divorced. Because you need Eidei Mesira as well. So, Rav Chaim answered, and so emerges from the Rishonim, that according to Rav Meir, the Eidei Mesira are different. The Eidei Mesira are not coming mitzad that they make the get, they create the get, they're Ashuya get. No. The Eidei Mesira are coming from another place. Ein Dar V'Sheve Erba Pachas Mishnayim. And they're not Ashvuye Shtar De Gita. They're not creating the Shtar of the Get. And therefore, the Eidei Mesira don't have to know which Get is divorcing her with. Once you're ready in the world of Ein Dar V'Sheve Erba Pachas Mishnayim, you have Shnayim, who witnessed the Mesira. They don't know which woman. They don't know which get was written for which woman. Say that doesn't bother us. If you hold that the whole creation of the get of the Krisus is by Eidei Mesira, then it has to be Mavur. They have to know which is which. But if it's just coming from the din of Ein Dar V'Sheve Erba Pachas Mishnayim, so you have Shnayim that are witnessing the giving over of the get. They don't have to know who's for what. They don't have to have that din of Lishma. They just have to know that the gittin. They just have to see the gittin given over. But it's not la shvuye shtar dekita, and that's not what's creating the shtar of the get. And therefore, the Eidei Mesira don't have to know which get he's divorcing her with. That's enough that they know that there's gerush and memanavshach when both gittin are given over. And that's what Tosfos proved. That according to Rabbi Eliezer, Dafka Eidei Mesira Karti, like we said before, that Tosfos holds that it's not enough just to have Eidei Chasima. You need Eidei Mesira. Because if Eidei Chasima Karti, so then according to Rabbi Eliezer, the Eidei Chasima are making the get, and not the Eidei Mesira. And then if that's the case, we wouldn't require that the Eidei Mesira will know which get pertains to which woman. From the fact that according to Rabbi Eliezer, you need to know which get, when given over, pertains to which woman, it must be that you can't say Dal Eidei Mesira Miachi, forget the Eidei Mesira, you have good Eidei Chasima. It's not enough, because according to Rabbi Eliezer, the Eidei Mesira, you always need Eidei Mesira. They're the ones that make the get. Because if not, if Eidei Chasima Karsi, so we don't care if they know which one, which get it pertains to which woman. It was signed L'shema, Manav Shach, she's divorced. But no, we don't say Manav Shach, she's divorced, because Eidei Mesira Neser, when you have Eidei Chasima, and therefore they have to know which get was written for which woman. So we see from this that also according to Rabbi Eliezer, the din lishma was said about asiyas haget, and that's the din according to Rabbi Yirmi on Peivav, that the nesina also has to be lishma according to Rabbi Eliezer. Ksiva has to be lishma, and the nesina also has to be lishma, and therefore the Edom have to know which woman is being given her get, which get is for which woman. Because the Nesin also, that's what's a Shvuya Gita. What's a Shvuya Gita, according to Rabbi Eliezer, is the Ksiva and the Nesina. We saw in Rashi. Sweetest friends, Amir Tzashem, we have one more leg of this journey. And we should be zocha lilmod with the lamed lishma v'las l'kaim is called every samot toras v'bihava b'li neder. We will conclude the shir next time, and we learn some big yisodos. And we should be zocha always to be mamik b'taras Hashem mitoch simcha v'tu lev of mirov kol. Amen v'amen. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.